Hey, we're live here today in the NBC studios in Burbank. How's it going, everybody? It's the Tonight Show on Channel 9 Live. CH9 Live on the Twitter. Are you on the Twitter?
I am.
You enjoy the Twitter?
I do enjoy the Twitter.
Fantastic. We're streaming live. And can you see me above the Nerf device that's... What has happened to my stage? I'm sitting here with the Coding for Fun guys at Microsoft PDC. Be sure to send your questions at CH9 Live on Twitter. We've got Clint, we've got Tim, we've got Brian. How are you, gentlemen? You have lab coats. You must be important.
Yes, important.
Yep.
Are you scientists? Are we doing the air quotes thing again?
Yeah. Oh, the,
are you
air
scientists?
Quotes are all the time.
Right.
So yeah, Coding for Fun. We do build and build crazy items. So because of that, yeah, we are evil scientists. So
we have
some of our projects here that today. Brian Peek actually created a game that reads your. Mind waves.
Now, wait a second. Why are you doing this? Is this some kind of a Microsoft thing to force me to buy copies of Windows? Or this is a division of Microsoft with actual evil scientists, and there's like Nerf guns and things? How long has this been going on?
Coding for Fun has been on for, I believe, 5 years.
5 years they've allowed you to do this.
And I joined up around 2007, 2006.
This is a pretty sweet
job.
So,
yeah. I mean, we get to literally figure out cool, crazy items that people want us to build or we want to build. And we basically blog about it. So like, the device I brought here today was an automated bartender.
That right, we've got a number of devices here that we're going to go over.
Tim Higgins, all the way on the right, built a Wi-Fi Warthog, so that's what's actually right in
front
of me.
Nice.
And Brian Peek, like I was saying before, created a video game that uses your mind waves, your brain waves, to actually blow up stuff.
Okay, so we'll get to the technical stuff in a moment, but I want to understand, is this something I need to be a professional programmer to do? If I want to go and create some kind of a Nerf weapon with a laptop powered by Windows 7, thank you, do I need to be a professional programmer?
Absolutely not. Cool. So Coding Fun is all about the hobbyists.
Okay, Brian, are you a hobbyist? You have a lab coat on.
I have a lab coat on, yeah. I think I'm an obstetrician or something, but
right.
In my spare time, I write these Coding for Fun projects.
Your spare time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's just, you know, hobbyists, students, people that are just starting out that want to get into coding that don't want to write necessarily the boring academic stuff or the boring business stuff.
I don't know. This sounds kind of hard. Tim, were you a computer scientist or did
No, I'm a dietitian.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So same thing. I agree with Brian. What we're doing is it's something that the hobbyists, the kids right out of school or in college can do. In high school, anybody can pick it up.
Yeah. Right. I just do this in my garage.
How much
soldering is involved, right? I mean, if I've got to go and put wires together, I'm concerned that's going to be difficult.
It all depends on the project. So like DrinkTender actually can be done with no soldering.
Okay. I like that. Let's start with no soldering. If there's something that does involve wires, now how are we going to do this? We're going to bring the cameras over and show this? Are we going to stand up, look at this DrinkTender? What is it that we have going on here?
Okay, so I'll walk over. So this is actually after we did the Geek Fest last night, so this is actually halfway ripped apart.
Okay.
But, so we have a touchscreen monitor, and then on the right here is actually where the electronics are, but it connects to Bluetooth.
Okay. So this looks like it's pretty clearly from like Bed Bath & Beyond right
it's
here.
Actually
possibly the Beyond
IKEA.
Section of Bed Bath & Beyond.
But then we have solenoid valves actually...
Okay.
Stop
home,
the liquid.
Home Depot?
No, actually, I got these from McMaster Car.
Okay, and these are things I can just buy on the internet.
Yeah. So literally.
Okay, let me see this here. Wow. Are you spilling alcohol on my
stage?
Okay, so this is an off-the-shelf part here. You didn't have to make this, and I can go and buy this.
You can
part
buy that part
online.
Online.
And you have all the details on
yes.
the on the channel.
Yes. It will be on there
blog.
Shortly.
Okay. And then I see that the tube. I think I can understand the tubing part. Basic
so,
plumbing.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with. So. Are you still going to be able to make drinks once you tear this thing apart?
Yeah. I set up the entire device in about an hour. I set up two of them in about an hour to do the full-blown attendee party.
Okay, now hang on. You made this in an hour?
No, I set it up in an hour.
Ah, okay. How long did it take to make one of these?
I built the entire...
Do I need to allocate a weekend?
A weekend is about fair. It took 2 days to build a duplicate version, so I actually have two of them running.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got tubes here, we've got computers, we've got a beautiful splat screen monitor. What does it do?
It pours drinks.
Wow. Thank you. You have, yeah. Everybody.
I basically built a machine
if you would like to know
pour mixed drinks.
How to pour mixed drinks for yourself. This is the great thing about Nerds and the Microsoft platform. Be sure to tweet your questions at CH9Live. The thing about Nerds is that we're always looking for ways to take the human out of basic human activities, right? You know, I mean, I did nerd dinner thing so that nerds could get together without actually speaking to one another. You can actually mix drinks for other humans without touching them.
So my issue was I was always getting yelled at for making mixed drinks too strong. therefore, I'm like, screw it, I'm building a robot.
Really? You were being accused of making your drinks too strong.
Yes, and evidently last night I also did make
hey-o!
It. So yeah, it was my solution of being able to basically make the McDonald's of the bar world.
Okay, so you've got a touchscreen monitor here.
Yes.
And this is running Windows 7, and it's
Windows 7.
I could touch the screen.
It's a Sony Beo L series.
Okay. Off the shelf.
I literally bought it 2 weeks ago, right when Windows 7 launched, installed SQL Server and Visual Studio, you know, hit F5, compiled my program, and it ran.
Now, can you actually make me something? Is this thing hooked up? Can you make me something? Because the girl that brings me my ordinary breakfast soda has not arrived yet, so can you give me a mixed drink?
Not right now, because it doesn't have power.
It doesn't have power.
It doesn't have power.
This may be the chink in your armor, sir.
I know.
That the lack of power may cause your mixed drink tool to fall apart. So you wrote the application?
The application. So it has the front end is WPF. It uses Link to SQL to pull data. It was basically, the entire app was my excuse to learn WPF, Link to SQL, and improve my knowledge of threads.
Okay, so you have a database of drinks.
Yes.
You've got a nice touchscreen application in WCF. So it's all managed code that you've done this in. And then I could probably do that myself. I get the idea where I could make some pretty icons and I could have like some clip art of different drinks. Mm-hmm. I push the button. The part where I lose it is then where the tubes happen. How do you interface managed code with tubes?
Okay, so I bought a relay board that's called from
a relay board.
A relay board.
Okay.
That basically it allows you. It's a glorified light switch. That you say, hey, turn on relay one, and it turns it on.
Okay.
You say, turn it off, it turns it off.
That sounds straightforward.
So the entire system is pressurized. So all I have to do is open and close a valve. So the relay, I tell the relay to turn on. The relay then sends power to a valve, which opens up, which then pours that liquid. So the entire system actually has one moving part.
Really, really.
And because of that, then if something bad happens, then I only have one part.
So the one part that moves is the relay.
No, the valve.
The valve.
The item I handed you earlier.
What is the difference between a relay and a valve?
A relay is a electronic switch.
Okay.
The valve is actually what opens and closes.
Okay, so the relay opens the valve.
Yes.
Okay, so the relay's plugged in via serial port or
it's
USB or what?
Bluetooth
is wireless
it's
too.
Wireless too. I blew up a laptop. So now I have a harsh separation of church and state.
So I'm looking at this. I'm looking for the wire. I've got the power for the bio, but this thing talks wirelessly down to here. Don't break it.
If I break it, I break it. So
a true scientist. If I break it, I'll build another one in a weekend.
Pretty much. So if you look,
where's my martini?
Actually, here. Let's go move this a bit more.
I would never treat my flat screen monitor with such callousness. Okay, so what do we got
here's
here?
There's actually the entire wire set for it. So the item right here is actually what talks through Bluetooth. You see the little antenna there. And up here is actually the my solution at wire management, because before it was just a giant rat's nest
of
wiring. These were some small things I made custom.
So I would buy this here.
You can buy this. This is about $250.
Oh, here
it goes.
It's right there, iorelay.com.
iorelay.com.
You can buy that. And then I can just talk Bluetooth. Now, what library do I have in the dotted framework to talk Bluetooth?
It's serial port.
The Bluetooth looks like a serial port.
This device mounts as a COM port.
Ah.
Or a serial port. So therefore, all I have to do is I created a wrapper to talk to it. They give you a nice little manual. Hey, if you want to do this, send this command to it, and bada bing, then it works.
Bada bing.
Bada bing.
It clearly looks trivial. Something that I could definitely put together in a weekend.
Coding for fun, I will have full-blown instructions on how
really,
to build
complete
it, how
details
to code
on
it,
how to do this.
Complete details.
Including the IKEA part manual for all of this. Now, the one thing I'm concerned about is this giant red thing here. Are you licensed to have this? Or
yes.
We can turn that around, but we can see that there's a big pressurized thing here. That I was kicked out of
This is a CO2 tank. Like I said, the entire system is pressurized.
I don't need to get a license for that? I mean, this funny story. In eighth grade, we had this thing called, it was like, you know, Intellectual Olympics or whatever.
Okay.
It was like, you know, when they take the smart kids and they put them on a short bus and they take them to another school?
Yeah.
And I solved a problem with
the compressed... I may have been on a short bus.
And I actually solved a problem with compressed air, and I was told it was too dangerous. I was kicked out of the program because it was too innovative. And now now I've got this job. So is this safe?
I mean, this is literally, if you have a kegerator
got a kegerator. I mean, you've got one.
This is just a basic CO2 tank. We have a regulator here.
Okay.
So it's actually regulating properly. We did the nice little, probably
there's
less
no
than
chance this is going to explode.
No.
Okay. So it pushes the water down into here,
no,
which
it,
then
it pressurizes
the air, rather.
The system pushes air, and the valve in a closed state says, hey, this is now a closed, concealed system.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open up the valve, then that is what pushes the air, pushes the liquid down, which mm-hmm. then pushes the liquid up through it.
So I could make diet soda with lime.
Yes.
And just have the lime in a separate smaller thing.
Yes.
I must have this. Fantastic. Cool. Thank you so much, Clint, for showing us that.
No problem.
If you've got questions about this kind of stuff, tweet us at @CH9Live. We'll get to a couple questions in a few minutes. But talk to me about mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
It's my project this year. Yeah, this is the...
Hand it over.
It's a headset.
Okay.
This is a headset. It's
the ladies love this kind of
stuff. It is. It's very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
It's commercially available. It's a
this goes into my brain, or what is this?
Well, it
could go in your eye.
Yeah,
it goes into my eye.
Not to poke yourself in the eye. That's not.
No,
how it
that
works.
Does not feel good. I think I got shocked.
But okay. Head from a company called NeuroSky, which actually measures your alpha, beta, theta, and gamma waves.
Do you come here
your
often?
Brain.
How are you? Okay, so the company is called NeuroSky. I can
NeuroSky.
Buy one of these.
Yep, $200.
And do I get this kind of nice attachment here?
No.
This is the woman attractor, right?
That that's the sexy part. And that's actually a gutted Wiimote. Because it was easier to mount without the case on it.
You actually gutted the Wiimote?
Yeah.
So you took something that was cute and nice, kind of like a like white little plastic,
yeah.
You just like ripped the guts out of it and put it on your head.
But it's like this heavy plastic block, and trying to mount that to the top, it just kept sliding off the top of my head. So
okay.
Took all the plastic off.
Do they talk to each other?
They don't talk to each other in any way. They're both Bluetooth devices, which talk to a PC.
Again with the Bluetooth.
Yeah, we love Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth is the new hotness.
As
apparently.
A matter of fact, that headset is a COM-based serial port over Bluetooth as well, just like
okay.
Clint's relay controller.
I want to hear about what people think about this. I noticed that there are some non-serious questions that are coming up here. Apparently someone says, can we get Hansman to do interviews in different voices? No. I did not know that. So I understand that you play the tuba. No, I'm not doing impressions. So does this talk, do I have two serial ports? Like he was telling me how his Bluetooth looks like a serial port.
Right. The headset looks like a serial port. The Bluetooth is actually a human interface device over
okay.
Bluetooth. So. That uses my Wiimote library to communicate with, which I wrote a couple years ago.
It's becoming strangely comfortable.
it get used to it. I've been wearing it for 2 months, so I'm very intimate with it.
Why is this not in my eye or my mouth? Thank you. Good night, everybody.
I shouldn't answer that. But, I mean, you can put it there if you'd like. I don't think it'll read your brainwave, though, however, through your eye or through your
all
mouth.
All right. This is not a late-night show, people.
No,
let's focus.
Keep it clean. But,
this is doing what? It's touching my forehead. Why?
Well, there's three sensors on the left ear, on the
okay.
left earpiece, and there's one on the forehead.
All right.
And what's kind of unique about this device, it was one of the first available that uses dry sensors instead of wet sensors. You don't need to lube up your head with all sorts of icky goo.
So at some point,
there
was lubing up my head was an option at some point.
That was an option at some point, if you really
okay.
wanted to. But now you don't have
now
to go through
that.
Now
we just do it dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So through your skin, it can actually detect microelectric impulses from your brain and measure your brain waves, alpha, beta, theta, gamma. And they've created a proprietary...
Is it doing that or am I doing that?
You're doing that.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with my
okay.
headset unless the power's on it.
I became
shocking
a little concerned.
You. Yeah.
Okay. So then what happens? It takes a number or a series of numbers?
Well, it takes those values from your brain waves and calculates a score from 1 to 100 of concentration or
mm-hmm.
relaxation. So the game that I wrote uses the concentration value.
Trying to concentrate on relaxing. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not hooked up to anything, so I don't think it's going
to
work very
I was trying
well.
To shoot Tim.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to make this. I'm not even sure what that is, but it's in front of me. I think we should keep that in front of us all the time here on the show. Okay. And you wrote what to control it on the other end?
I wrote a game in XNA.
Ooh.
Using C#, that's all
that's
you can
a
use in XNA.
Acronym. What is the XNA?
XNA stands for XNA is not acronymed.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm not. That's the official answer
nice
from the good people at XNA.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a game programming
right.
platform for
it's
the 360.
It's a C# or VB or whatever, right?
No, it's C# only. VB
C#
is not officially
oh,
supported.
Sorry.
Yeah, so C# only.
Mm. Okay.
And, you know, I leveraged a lot of the samples that are up on the creators.xna.com website for doing particle effects and all the crazy visual type things, because I'm not really good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
I've seen the game, though. It looks great. Now, is the remote part moves the
right, so
the reticle?
The headset is used, or the Wiimote's used for head tracking. So the object of the game is you move a cursor around a screen, hover over an enemy, and then focus your attention on that enemy as undivided as you can get.
The men who stare at goats.
Yeah. Actually, someone recommended I have an Easter egg where I turn all the ships into goats.
I wish I could do that Spock thing with the eyebrow. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you so, I'm sorry. I want you to understand, Brian, that I respect you and what you do, but I just want to paraphrase what you do, okay, what this does,
uh-huh.
with all due respect to your programming talents. So I look at the screen.
Yes.
And I move my head to aim.
Yes.
And then I think really hard. I think bad thoughts about the aliens.
That is correct.
How long do I have to think about the aliens before they eventually die?
Well, the aliens have a certain threshold, and what you're actually doing is heating them up in the game.
Nice.
And once you cross that threshold, they glow and turn orange and start to vibrate, and then they pop.
I was just going
to
say, but as long as they start to vibrate and then pop.
Exactly.
That's very satisfying. Yeah. And then I have a mixed drink.
And then you have a mixed drink. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
very cool.
You go home.
If you want to know how to do this yourself, check it out at Channel 9 Live on the Twitter. Let's see some of those questions in the queue. That's pretty awesome. Now, what would happen if I didn't have this Wiimote part? I would just be thinking really hard. I couldn't move anything.
You couldn't move anything. And, I mean, the headset itself measures concentration or relaxation, so you can... You can use those values for anything that you're looking for. But one of the samples that comes with the headset is they have a floating ball, and that's done through relaxation.
Mm.
So the only way I ever get that to work is by closing my eyes, which doesn't make for a very effective visual demo. Mm-hmm. So.
And is this something where I only get one number out of the device?
You can pull all those alpha, beta, theta, and gamma values individually, or you can get that score.
And the reason I was asking, it seems like one number is not enough information.
Sure,
but if I
sure.
could put this on, I was talking to the guy on the Windows 7 team yesterday, maybe we could plug this into the ambient sensors and stuff.
I was thinking about
and
that,
I could
actually,
turn down the brightness based on like relaxation and then eventually fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's certainly possible.
And people can build this, all like I said, off-the-shelf parts.
Entirely off-the-shelf.
At,
no
the, cha- at the, channel, the Channel 9 Coding for Fun blog.
Yep.
Very, very nice. Cool. So yeah. I thought I was going to shoot you, Tim. But what is this Nerf? What is this? What is this plastic thing here?
Well, actually, it's not a Nerf gun. It's a laser tag gun.
I missed my breakfast soda here. Sorry, I just showed up. It's the breakfast of champions. Mm.
So what it actually is, it's a laser tag game that we put together. It uses a Power Wheels vehicle. It's driven by Xbox 360 controller.
Mm.
It can support two player or one player. We've got three of them over here today.
Three of these.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh, wow. It just turned on. Did I make it angry?
Oh, no, no. That's by the controller.
Oh, you did that. Okay.
I can control, again, if I'm driver or gunner. I can't see which one it's saying I am.
Driver or gunner. So you're saying two controls, one to control the driving and one to move this.
Correct. But if you're playing by yourself, it kind of is like the Warthog game. You're basically either the driver or the gunner. So if you're in a gunner mode, I don't know if I'm in gunner mode.
So no, that's driver. I don't want to move that because it says,
I can move it around and have a little fun with it. Fire it.
Do that again. Okay, so it says player one, gunner.
Correct.
And then there's a little application he's got. He's got a little laptop here in the passenger seat so that safely mounted for driving, laptoping and driving in the same
Correct.
Car. Now, I would never want to sit in here, right? Do I put small children in here and give them guns and laptops?
I'll tell you about that.
2 days ago, we actually had a journalist that actually was running around in it.
Were they small?
She was under the weight limit.
Nicely done. She was under the weight limit. I'm going to assume I am not under the weight limit.
I will also assume that.
Yes. All right, so let me think here. We've got a little laptop. This is like a netbook almost here.
Correct. It's running Windows 7.
And it's got a little seatbelt on.
Yes.
Which I think is nice.
Yes, safety first.
Okay, and then we've got the, I'm going to up the Velcro.
Yep.
Looks like we've got the little.
Here.
Yeah, let's unbelt the man here. Now this is, I've actually used these before. This is kind of a cool little deal. If you want to program stuff, this is the Microsoft wireless transceiver for Xbox for your PC. So this little guy here is a little $19 thing that you plug in, plugs in USB, and this lets you then make your Xbox, standard Xbox controller. It's not a fancy PC Xbox controller.
Nope, standard Xbox.
Xbox controller pair with your Windows machine. It looks just like a joystick.
Correct.
So you're using the joystick APIs.
Correct.
Nicely
done.
Got
it built into XNA?
And it is using XNA.
Oh, okay, cool. So they let you use, what is it called, X input or something like that?
I'm not for sure. It's
I regrettably.
Ask the joystick. What's up?
Exactly. You look at the previous state against the current.
Okay. And then I see a little USB hub and then some scary wiring.
Correct. What we did is, in order to make the vehicle drive forward and backwards, we used fidget devices.
Fidget. That's P-H-I-D-G-E-T. Fidget.
Correct.
P-H.
And they have a nice little interface that hooks up with C-sharp that you can connect to, and it's basically, and I'll remove this.
Or VB. I know fidget supports VB.
Yes.
Oh, he's bringing up the winter floor mats here.
On this side, you'll notice that there's a four relay board.
Okay, so he's got two little boards, just like the drinking boards, but they're a little bit different. They've got some components where you can plug other kind of sensors and things in.
Correct. And we use these to energize, actually, automotive relays, so we can get a nice, easy switch to mm-hmm. either go forward or go backwards, okay. or go left or go right.
Do we have insurance? All right, Master Chief. Let's do this.
No.
Ah! He screams like a woman.
And then he was killed.
Let's not do that again. Scared the crap out of me there, Tim.
Scott Hanselman.
All right. Go to commercial. Go to commercial. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, I've got two of these. Oh, I did that myself?
No, I did the driver, but...
I'm lucky I didn't sit on the thing. I would have shot myself in the back of the head. Now, does this have... This is just going to shoot things? Is it projectiles?
Yes, it's an infrared laser tag gun. So, basically, if you turned it on...
If I turned it on.
If you turn it on, it's on this side over here. Right up.
This is why we don't trust me with these kind of things. Okay.
She's doing her countdown for you.
If I shoot at our equipment, will something bad happen?
Well, I don't know. We didn't try one of those TV Begons.
We didn't try it. It's phaser on overload. What's happening?
No, it's ready to shoot now.
Oh, okay. It had to warm up.
Yes. You're saying, I'm ready to go.
Actually, if I can point directly at our camera, they'll see a little infrared.
Yeah. You have to reload.
Oh, I got to reload.
Because you're doing it manual. If we do it through the halo way, right. That's shotgun mode.
I'm going to point directly at it. Yeah. Sometimes when you point cameras like this, I mean infrared emitters at a camera, you can see it turn white. You can actually Sometimes if you point at a webcam, I learned this actually doing some work with you on Coding for Fun. That if you want to see if a remote control on a TV is working, you point it at a webcam and you push the button. And it'll light up, and you can actually see the infrared. I was thinking we could do that ourselves. Now, I could probably hook up like something like Nerf-like if I wanted to.
Absolutely. We had talked about putting one of the Vulcan Nerf guns up top. Mm-hmm. Prior to the laser, I had actually a water gun on it to where I was shooting water out the back. That's the reload.
That's pretty cool. So you've got a wire here, so you've got two things going on. You've got this turning thing here.
Correct.
This servo. We'll do that.
Yep.
Okay. And then you can fire it too.
Yep.
And I can reload.
Oh yeah, I can reload.
You can reload too?
Yes. Well, Halo reloads. We gotta let you be able to.
That is
reload.
So cool. And I can just buy one of these and take it apart. Is this batteries in here?
Yes, actually. If you would just disconnect this.
Now, if I were gonna shoot these at other one of the, you said I've got three. Oh my goodness. Okay.
So it's just a matter of disconnecting the thing down there.
Let me make sure that we get a good shot of my guns in high def. That's my guns. Let me push them up. Master Chief. Yeah? Good job. Okay, so I'm shooting this, though. Nothing's happening. Do they have sensors on the other warthogs?
Correct. On the dome up top is actually the infrared in.
Okay.
And so one of the wires that's coming in is basically connected to another fidgets device, which tracks for voltage spikes. So when you get hit, lights light up.
You actually detect it.
Exactly. And then I send the feedback to the person that's driving the car that you've been hit.
See, and this is why you guys are good at what you do, because I tell you, I could see myself taking duct tape and pasting this here, and I could see myself maybe getting the tourney part to work, mm-hmm. and then maybe getting it to shoot, but then you close the whole loop. This is why you guys have the white lab coats. I am thoroughly impressed. That's very, very cool.
Thank you. Have you
been whipping these guys around? Do we have video of that we can show people online?
Yes.
I believe we'll have video of all the Coding for Fun items at PDC will be on later on today, actually.
All the
on
really?
Live at Channel
so
9.
So all of this stuff's going to be up at the Channel 9. So let's see some of the questions here on Twitter as we wrap up. We've got a bunch of folks that are interested in
knowing how they
did
this.
Actually,
I did see one question earlier when I was talking about Drink Tender was by Static Hippo. If I'm not an electrical engineer, how do I find out what components I need?
Well, good question.
By doing this for a while, I've built other devices in the past, so I've learned quite a bit. Also, I get to cheat because my dad's a tool and die maker.
Okay, well, so that just invalidates the entire half an hour.
I know.
Why did you say that, Clint?
Come on.
I know.
No, but seriously, I've done the fidgets platform before, and it's really just 5 volts or not 5 volts. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me speak and tell me if I'm wrong here. I went to Radio Shack and I bought a multimeter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I set it to like plus 5 volts or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been doing some stuff with like building an arcade machine, yeah. And I wanted to light up some LEDs. And it was really just a matter of this wire's got either 5 volts or it's got nothing. And that's pretty much all I needed to know.
You can run it at different voltages. So
that's too complicated.
I know. Well, it's different devices run at different voltages. Believe it or not, your computer actually runs at different devices in there run at different voltages as well.
See, now you're getting into the, you're kind of making his point, though. At what kinds of projects can I do? Like, if I want to make a warthog here and I don't have an EE degree, where do I start? How do I learn? How do I make sure I don't blow up my house?
Well, check out the internet, I would say.
Check out the internet.
Check out the internet.
Go ahead, and if you have a question about electrical engineering, check out the internet. Yeah, and then when you find out,
you
tweet
can bing
me.
That. Just bing it.
Just bing it. Check out
pre-existing devices, because pre-existing devices, someone had already figured out how to do it somewhat, mm-hmm. and then you could base your device on that. So here, Tim has said, hey, here's Power Wheels. How can we mod it? How can we make a pre-existing device do what we want?
Brian, do you agree?
Yeah.
Check out the internet. That's your...
Yeah, just Bing. Just Bing it and you'll find anything you need. But, I mean, by coding for fun, I mean, there's a lot of articles that already exist that, mm-hmm. you know, we're using fidget devices in other articles. Mm-hmm. We're using Bluetooth sensors. We're using all these sorts of things. So.
Right, because I need to worry about voltage for Bluetooth.
No.
If I got one of these relays, I probably want to figure out how much voltage it's going to need to do its job.
Well, it's not so much the relays. It's what it's powering. What we will do is for like Drink Tender, I will do a full blown write up along with Tim and Brian at blogs.msdn.com, coding the number 4 fun. And we'll have full blown write ups on why we did it and how we did it.
Okay.
Because I don't want anyone to get electrocuted. I don't want anyone
electrocuted either. We'll lose our insurance.
I know.
More importantly, how many liquor bottles can this thing hold?
So right now, when I showed it off last night, it was running, I believe, 16 bottles. The system, 16.
16 bottles.
The system was right here was designed for 20, but it has a theoretical limit of 256. However,
it's only an 8-bit liquor pouring device.
However, so. I can start, because of the magic of software, I can actually start pairing it and adding another column and say, hey, here's the COM port it's on.
Yeah.
And then also I could say, here's another one, so I could actually do more.
And doesn't that give me a theoretical limit of 2,777,214?
Let's just go int max.
Really? It gives me int max potential drink combinations.
Exactly.
That is fantastic. And our question here from Mafuz on Twitter, can he simulate mouse clicks with the mind control device?
Theoretically, I mean, you could set that concentration value of 1 to 100, you could set it so that if it's above 50, it's a mouse click, and below 50, it's not.
Okay.
I'm not sure how accurate that would be if you could really focus on that per side of a value. You could try it, yeah.
Very cool. I love you guys.
We love you,
Scott.
It's
just not every day that you get a whole pile of scientists up right here with a I don't even know what this is, dangerous device. And there's alcohol, and there's driving, and there's guns at Microsoft PC, Channel 9 Live. Be sure to stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and Charles is going to be talking with a very, very cool guy, Stephen Tobe, about parallel extensions. And then I'll be back at lunchtime with Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell on the Channel 9 Live at PDC. Peace.